From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Lawyers made their opening statements today in the trial of Louis Scooter Libby. Vice President Cheney's former chief of staff is charged with perjury and obstruction of justice in the Valerie Plame Wilson leak investigation. Mrs. Wilson, as she is referred to at the trial, is the wife of former Ambassador Joseph Wilson. Her role as a CIA operative was leaked to the press after her husband accused the Bush administration of misleading the public in the run-up to the Iraq War. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Prosecution and defense lawyers spent most of today setting the stage for the jury. First up was Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald, who immediately took the jurors to the day of July 6, 2003. "It's the last day of the 4th of July weekend," he said. "The fireworks are over, but a different kind of fireworks are about to begin." On this day, the New York Times carries a column by former Ambassador Joseph Wilson in which he says that he'd been sent to the African nation of Niger by the CIA at the behest of the vice president to ascertain whether Saddam Hussein was trying to buy uranium from that country for an Iraqi nuclear weapons program. Wilson says he reported back that there was no such uranium dealing and that he was shocked when President Bush, in his speech later justifying the war, said there was. The column was, as Prosecutor Fitzgerald put it, a direct attack on the Bush administration and on the vice president in particular. Wilson's name had, in fact, been on the administration's radar screen for several weeks, ever since word of his trip had begun leaking to the press. Indeed, 3 weeks earlier, in mid-June, Vice President Cheney had told his top aide, Scooter Libby, that Wilson's wife worked in the nuclear proliferation section of the CIA, and Mr. Cheney had ordered Libby to find out more about Ambassador Wilson. In pursuit of that, said Prosecutor Fitzgerald, Libby had talked to the number three official at the State Department, to his CIA briefer, and to other top officials. At one point, Libby even pulled the number three guy at the CIA out of a meeting to get a report about Wilson and his wife. At the same time, said Prosecutor Fitzgerald, Libby was funneling some of this information to reporters. And when Mrs. Wilson's name and CIA connection became public in mid-July, the CIA asked the Justice Department to investigate. That posed a problem for Libby, said the prosecutor. Scooter Libby raised his hand and swore to tell the truth, first to the FBI and then to the grand jury, said the prosecutor. And then he lied. He stole the truth from the grand jury. Fitzgerald took about an hour and a half for his opening. Libby's lawyer, Ted Wells, took nearly twice as long. He told a diametrically different tale, one of White House intrigue, backstabbing, and, as the defense put it, Libby's fear that he was being used as a scapegoat in order to save the president's top political adviser, Karl Rove. Rove, it is now acknowledged, was one of the sources for the leak of Mrs. Wilson's name. But back when the story was first unfolding, the White House categorically denied that on his behalf. And Libby, said defense lawyer Wells, was worried because a similar denial had not been made on his behalf. He wasn't concerned about losing his job, said lawyer Wells. He was concerned about being set up as a scapegoat to protect Rove, the president's right-hand man, the guy in charge of keeping the Republicans in office. Libby went to his boss, Vice President Cheney, and Cheney's note from that meeting reads, "Not going to protect one staffer," meaning Rove, "and sacrifice the guy who was asked to stick his neck in the meat grinder because of the incompetence of others." Wells told the jury that by meat grinder, Cheney meant Libby had been tasked with rebutting Ambassador Wilson's arguments to the press, to do it without leaving fingerprints, but, said the defense lawyer, this had nothing to do with, quote, the wife. She was only a sliver of gossip in a much bigger story. Yes, said Libby's lawyer, his client had talked to lots of people about Ambassador Wilson, including reporters. But he testified to the best of his recollection. It's possible his memory was faulty, said lawyer Wells, but it is equally possible the reporters are mistaken. As to the testimony expected from President Bush's former press secretary, Ari Fleischer, well, said lawyer Wells, Fleischer took the Fifth Amendment when he first went before the grand jury and only agreed to testify after he was granted immunity from prosecution. Summing up, lawyer Wells said, there is no witness who will say, I know Scooter Libby lied. There will be no documents, no scientific evidence saying that. This is, he said, she said lawyer Wells. Scooter Libby is totally innocent. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.